Thank you. Let me first start off by commending Representative John Sarbanes for H.R. 1 and everyone who's worked on behalf of this historic bill. Today I rise in support of Amendment number 12 to H.R. 1. And last term I introduced what's known as a Swamp Flyers Act to make sure that government officials don't abuse taxpayer funds for their luxury travel preferences. We could not get a vote on this bill last term. Very pleased that now I'm going to be able to offer it as an amendment to H.R. 1. This is a common sense amendment. It would simply prevent government officials from using taxpayer funds to travel on a private, chartered, or non-commercial flight. If your official business needs you to go on one of those really expensive flights, you might want to think twice about why you're doing it. Eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse has long been a bipartisan mission of U.S. Congress, and I can think of a few more obvious candidates than paying for private jets for cabinet officials to travel across the country. And as every member of Congress knows, you can reach any district in the U.S. just flying commercial. I think it's disturbing I even have to introduce this amendment, but let me just walk folks through some of the corruption we've seen in the last 2 years. Former HHS Secretary Tom Price spent more than $400,000 in travel on private jets. Former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke spent over $39,000 of taxpayer funds on a helicopter tour of national monuments in Nevada. He then spent an additional $12,000 of taxpayer funds on a private jet to go to Las Vegas, Nevada, to speak at a hockey team owned by a major donor. Former Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shokin spent over $122,000 of taxpayer funds to go with his wife to Europe for the primary purpose of sightseeing. And then we've got former EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, who spent at least $58,000 on chartered flights. And I could go on. If this had been law, they would not have been able to do this. Hardworking Americans deserve better. A vote against this amendment is really something that taxpayers would not appreciate. So I urge my colleagues to vote yes on this common sense amendment, and I reserve the balance of my time.